You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome to New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. We're just days away from honoring our veterans. A USA Facts report shows that there are more than 330,000 veterans currently living in Wisconsin, with service time ranging from Iraq and Afghanistan and the Gulf War back to World War II. It was after the Second World War when a Marinette County man, a veteran himself, became the driving force behind the creation of Veterans Day as a national holiday. Terry Barr has more in this issue's cover story. Learn why our state's role in this important day is often forgotten and who is hoping to keep this history alive. We have stories on Operation Greenlight. And did you know that Veterans Day is not an official Wisconsin holiday? We're the only state without a declaration for it, but some lawmakers are hoping to change that. Amanda Nimmer turns to the serious side in her commentary, encouraging veterans to take advantage of the benefits that are available to them. Pete Schwabba shares his classic cinema pick of the week, one I fully endorse. And in our musical segment, Operation Song helps to empower veterans by telling their story through music. I get to open up this issue with a story about a group of Oshkosh teenagers raising money for the Old Glory Honor Flight for veterans. The juniors and seniors in the Communities 2 program at Oshkosh North High School are hosting Sweat for a Vet, a fitness fundraiser on Tuesday, Veterans Day, November 11th, 2025, at the Frank Sade Fieldhouse at Oshkosh North High. Abby D is one of the students from Communities that's working to make the fundraiser a success.
All of the funds that come from that go to a nonprofit called the Old Glory Honor Flight, the Northeastern chapter, and their mission is to help send veterans out to D.C. So we give all the money to them, and they bring them out to D.C. and like show them all the memorials out there and all that stuff.
The morning features a CrossFit-style workout with modified options for walkers.
There will be 10 activity stations, and then if you like can't like do it because they are like fitness, like you can walk around. You can walk around the track.
Ella S. is another student with the Communities program. She said the activities vary every year.
We have different stations where like one year we had where you like crawl under caution tape. So it's kind of like replicating what the military may do at some points.
Proceeds from the event will benefit the Northeast Wisconsin Old Glory Honor Flight. It transports local veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit various memorials. Ella said Sweat for a Vet is a fun way for young people to show veterans honest appreciation for serving their country.
The veterans are so important to us because they serve our country, even though like we don't see them like physically serving. Let's say they're in like Vietnam. We don't like see that unless it's on the news. And they're just so important to us. And I think it's just our way to give back to them and kind of like honor them and give back to Old Glory Honor Flight so they can take them out there to Washington, D.C. and they can like connect with other veterans and realize how important their job is and their service to us.
The Northeast Wisconsin chapter has flown 78 missions to D.C. Each mission sends about 100 veterans to the nation's capital. Ella says it costs $500 per person to send a veteran to Washington, D.C.
So Communities is hoping to send a couple of those veterans on to raise enough money through Sweat for a Vet. Our main goal is like 11. We really want to get 11 because that's how many like groups we have in Communities. So, but we are willing, like any, just one we would be happy with, but of course we want to get more.
The Communities 2 program partnered with Westside Fire Fitness Camp to to host the event. On-site registration for Sweat for a Vet begins at 5:45 a.m. Tuesday, Veterans Day morning. The workout starts promptly at 6 a.m. and the event will wrap up completely by 7 a.m., allowing participants to get to work or other Veterans Day activities on time. Abby said anyone who wants to join in the fun is welcome.
It can be whoever signs up. You could be 10 or you could be 70. Like, if you want to come, you want to sweat, you want to show your support to these veterans, go right ahead.
Registration for Sweat for a Vet or donations can be made online. See our story at WISS.FM for a link to the registration site. Participation costs just $15. All of the proceeds from the event will go directly to Northeast Wisconsin Old Glory Honor Flight. And Ella says she personally knows how important that honor flight is for veterans.
My grandpa's best friend was just on one, so my grandpa was telling me that he really enjoyed it. So
for New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's the only place in the nation where Veterans Day is not a state holiday. And now some lawmakers want to change that. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
It started out as Armistice Day in 1919, marking the end of World War I. It became a federal holiday about 20 years later, and then in the 50s was renamed Veterans Day to honor all who served. Over time, 49 states have made it a state holiday, and Wisconsin is the only holdout. State Representative Maureen McCarville.
We are better than that. We have to be better than that.
Democratic lawmakers have introduced three bills that would benefit veterans, including one to make Veterans Day a state holiday. That idea has been floating around for years. It passed the state Senate in 2017, but the Assembly never voted on it. And in Governor Tony Evers' state budget proposal, he wanted to make Veterans Day and Juneteenth state holidays. But Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee removed those provisions. Jim Gingras is a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel.
These are not partisan issues. These are Wisconsin issues. And honestly, I know that the legislature can come together and find the compromise solution, to find that way to come together to honor those who have served us, to honor those who have been willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. So I'm looking forward to hearing about how these bills move forward, because they are really about Wisconsin and helping Wisconsin be better.
Making it a state holiday means state offices would be closed and school districts that close for state holidays would cancel class. Democrats' package of bills also creates a veterans mental health grant program and adds funding to the Missing in Action Recovery Program. All three proposals would need Republican support to pass. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Need another reason to cheer on the pack? Civic Media's Connie Feldman has one for you.
How's this? Every time the Packers win a game this season, Wisconsin veterans will get $100,000 toward erasing their debts. That's how much the Packers, teaming up with Verizon, will put toward debt relief for veterans after each Packer win. In a press release, the Packers say this initiative will be carried out in collaboration with ForgiveCo, a public benefit corporation that partners with organizations to abolish unpayable debt. They say medical and financial debt disproportionately impacts veterans returning to civilian life and seeking care. No applications are required. Veterans will be identified through ForgiveCo's Random Acts of Kindness model and will be notified following each Packers win.
Normally at this time, New Wisco Weekend's commentator Amanda Nimmer will take the theme of the issue and give us a little funny take on it. But this time, she's serious. And it is a great column. Here's Amanda Nimmer from New Wisco Weekend.
So I have a sister who is a veteran. She was military. She was overseas in Afghanistan. She's seen things. She's gone through things. And we're happy to have her home. But she has this interesting mentality. And I feel like if she has it, chances are somebody else does as well. See, she's been in situations where she's received certain injuries, and while they're not life-threatening and they don't necessarily interfere with her day-to-day, they still exist. But she won't use her benefits because her mentality is there were other soldiers, other current veterans, who have it worse. And by pursuing to get these things dealt with or any type of perhaps compensation for them, she would be clogging the system for someone else who needs it more. As I said, it's an interesting mentality to have. But it's also infuriating because while I understand the concept of other people need it more, I mean, we're millennials here, man. We grew up hearing that there are kids starving in Africa. That's why you got to eat your dinner and other people have it worse. So buck up, you know? So while I understand the mentality, I am incredibly frustrated by it because she earned it. She earned the right to be able to see to these things, put in the paperwork, see the doctor, see the professional, and reap the benefits of her hard freaking work. So I'm diving into this because, as I said, I feel like if she feels that way, someone else out there also feels that way. And here's what I gotta say to you. Refusing to use your benefits like that is the same as refusing to use your PTO in a job. And I understand the drastic differences before anyone wants to come at me. I understand because the system of using VA benefits is a lot more complex than using assigned PTO or any other benefits at a job. But the similarity that I'm getting to that is most important, by the way, is you've earned it. You've earned it. It is there because you worked your tail off for them. So you need to be able to use it, and you need to be able to use it guilt-free. These veteran benefits, they provide access to valuable resources in more than one way. I mean, you got healthcare, you got education, home ownership, often at a lower cost than civilian, and there's other financial benefits as well. So to be like, no, I don't deserve it because someone else had it worse, someone else came home worse off than myself, you're denying yourself any type, I'm trying to word this as delicately as I possibly can, because reward isn't the word I want to use. It's not a reward. It's simply a right. I mean, essentially, you've put your life on pause for X amount of time, correct? You went through X amount of time for training. You were put in X amount of time on a base, distant and unable to communicate with your loved ones for X amount of time. And while, yes, a paycheck is compensation and rightly deserved, so are the extras that come with it, i.e. your benefits. They are not rewards. They are not given out based on who had it worse. You have them because you earned them in one way or another. Now, I know there's many people out there, many veterans, rather, who do use their benefits. And that's great. I'm really happy for you. But this message isn't for you. This message is for the people who are denying it for themselves because they are like my sibling who just can't get past that they feel they don't deserve it. They don't have the right to them. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's because of the things you've seen, experienced. Maybe it's even fear. But deep down, you know, and you have the support of those around you, I would hope. And if not, you got the support from me distantly. I'm giving you that support through the airwaves. It's like a ghost pat on the back, okay? To be okay to use them. There's organizations that can help you figure out the best way to. Don't be too proud, too scared, or feel too unworthy of using what you've earned. And that's all I got for you this week. From New Wisco Weekend, it's Amanda Nimmer, and there you go.
Still ahead, our cover story and why it's one few people have heard. Learn about a Northeast Wisconsin man's role in creating Veterans Day, a surprising piece of history you don't want to miss. But first, our nation's 250th anniversary is next year, and the Veterans Museum in Madison is planning to highlight the role Wisconsin veterans have played during that time, going back to the state's ties to the U.S. Revolution. You're invited to share photos and stories from any military service to be part of the display. Find more information at wisvetsmuseum.com. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You're listening to New Wisco Weekend on your local civic media radio stations, WGBW in the Greater Green Bay area and WISS in Appleton, Oshkosh, and the Fox Valley. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Coming up, Terry Barr has a cover story that you don't want to miss out on. But first, a little razzle dazzle with Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
For this week's classic, we go back to the year 1981. November 11th is Veterans Day, and I cannot think of a better movie to honor those who served than by providing a film set in the world of the military that also brings big laughs. The film is Stripes. Sure, MASH and Dr. Strangelove will provide some laughs, but for me, it doesn't get any better than this great story about two New Yorkers who don't know what to do with their lives and join the military almost as a goof. Bill Murray plays John Winger, a cab driver whose girlfriend has just left him. Lacking direction, Winger convinces his best friend Russell Ziske, an adult education ESL teacher, played by Harold Ramis, to join the Army. Winger and Ziske sign their lives away and soon meet the other hilarious members of their platoon, played by an excellent ensemble which includes actors John Candy and Judge Reinhold. There are also two smaller roles that are scene-stealing, played by John Deal as the cruiser, and of course, Conrad Dunn as Psycho. Playing the military higher-ups in the cast are John Larroquette as Stillman, and of course, the hilarious Warren Oates as Sergeant Hulka. One of the most iconic scenes in the film is when Hulka has his new recruits introduce themselves. Some of the most quotable lines in movie history come from this scene where we meet Ox.
My name's Dewey Oxberger. My friends call me Ox. You might have noticed I've got a slight weight problem.
No.
Yeah, I do. No. Yeah, I do. Anyway, I went to this doctor and well, he told me I swallowed a lot of aggression along with a lot of pizzas.
Pacifist Ziske.
Ziske.
I've always been kind of a pacifist. When I was a kid, my father told me, never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure you can get away with it. I don't know what kind of soldier I'm gonna make, but I want you guys to know that if we ever get into real heavy combat, I'll be right behind you guys every step of the way.
And of course, Winger, who offers his talents as platoon leader, most likely so there is no one else besides Hulka to hassle him.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm gonna volunteer my leadership to this platoon. An army without leaders is like a foot without a big toe. And Sergeant Hulka isn't always going to be there to be that big toe for us. I think that we owe a big round of applause to our newest, bestest buddy and big toe, Sergeant Hulka.
That scene was largely improvised, including Bill Murray's lines about Lee Harvey making it with a cow and Sergeant Hulka being their big toe. Thanks to a well-rehearsed graduation dance, Winger gets his guys through basic training and assigned to a new project involving an urban assault vehicle. Stripes is directed by Ivan Reitman, who also directed Murray in Meatballs and the first two Ghostbusters movies. He also produced Animal House and over 50 other films. If that wasn't impressive enough, at the time of his death in 2022, Reitman still had 20 projects in various stages of development. Reitman and his filmmaking team were surprised at how helpful the U.S. Army was, given that the soldiers portrayed in Stripes are pretty much buffoons. Reitman said Bill Murray insisted Harold Ramis play Russell Ziske because they were best friends in real life at the time, and because Ramis, who had written films like Animal House and went on to write Vacation and Groundhog Day, could help Murray rewrite some of his lines and help with improvisation. Alcohol played a major part during the filming of Stripes. According to IMDb Pro, pretty much the entire cast was drunk for 2 weeks after hearing about the death of John Lennon. John Larroquette admitted to being drunk when he was dressing down the troops after their famous mud wrestling scene, and according to Bill Murray, he and Warren Oates, or Sergeant Hulka, got drunk together at the grave of Strother Martin. Speaking of Hulka, the character was originally supposed to be killed off in the mortar explosion to be replaced by his twin brother, who would also be played by Warren Oates. However, the idea was discarded before filming started. Stripes is currently in development as a TV show 45 years after its initial release. But don't wait for the TV show to hit the airwaves. Give this classic a rewatch or check it out for the first time and prepare to be dazzled with laughter. Stripes is this week's classic pick. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you see green lights around municipal and county buildings, it may be a part of Operation Green Light, a way to honor veterans. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz reports from Grant County.
In recognition of the upcoming Veterans Day holiday, Grant County is once again taking part in Operation Green Light for Veterans, a national campaign uniting counties across the country in support of our nation's veterans. From November 4th through 11th, Grant County buildings, including the courthouse dome, will be illuminated in green as a visible tribute to the courage, dedication, and sacrifices of the men and women who have served in our armed forces. The initiative also serves to raise awareness about the challenges many veterans face and highlight the local, state, and federal resources available to assist them and their families. Now entering its fourth year, Operation Greenlight continues to grow in momentum. Led by the National Association of Counties and the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers, the campaign began as a partnership among New York counties in 2021 and has since expanded nationwide. Last year, more than 300 counties joined in demonstrating a shared commitment to honoring and supporting veterans in every community. Grant County invites residents, businesses, and community organizations to participate by displaying a green light at their homes or workplaces. Replacing a porch or window light with a green bulb is an easy yet powerful way to show appreciation and spark conversations about the needs of veterans and the programs that support them. The green light represents hope, renewal, and recognition, signaling to all veterans that they are seen, valued, and never forgotten. Counties and residents across the country are encouraged to share photos of their green lights on social media using hashtag Operation Green Light, helping spread awareness and unity in honoring America's veterans. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Our cover story is just ahead, and it's one few of us have heard. Why a Northeast Wisconsin man is considered the driving force behind Veterans Day. We're back right after the news. Welcome back to New Wisco Weekend. I'm your host, Lisa Hale. Veterans Day is Tuesday, and just ahead of it, the National Commander of the American Legion, Dan Wiley, just shared a message. Here's part of it.
It is a day to remember all who have honorably served in our armed forces during periods of peace or times of war. Few occupations require the skill, training, commitment, hard work, and bravery that we expect from our men and women in uniform.
And as we pause to honor our men and women in uniform, did you know that one of the people behind this national holiday is from right here in Northeast Wisconsin? We turn to our cover story and Terry Barr as she gets the surprising details.
November 11th is Veterans Day, but what do you know about the important Wisconsin tie to this national holiday? I am so happy to welcome in Todd Pritchard. Todd is with the Wisconsin Alumni Association, and he has this incredible story about Veterans Day and that tie. Todd, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Terry. Yes, this is an incredible story that very few people know about, so I'm very excited to share it with you.
I have been one of those, and I'm so happy I'm not anymore, because what I find about this Marinette County man, his name is Harvey Higley. Honestly, the background here is incredible. What can you tell us about Harvey Higley?
Yeah, Harvey is an amazing guy and has an impact on us every year, and nobody knows about it. So, a little background. Harvey graduated from the University of Wisconsin in 1915, and just 2 years later, he found himself in the battlefields of France. He went over for World War I, and it left such an indelible impression on him. The bravery, the sacrifice of those Americans that went over to fight in World War I, he never forgot that. He never forgot the horrors that he saw there, the bravery, and it really became just embedded in the rest of his life. So he survived the war, he came back. He worked for Ansell Chemical in Marinette for many, many years, later became the president. But he never forgot the men that he saw so bravely fight in World War One. So he really dedicated the rest of his life to helping those men and women and making sure that they weren't forgotten. He went on to become he was the commander of the American Legion in Wisconsin right at the beginning of World War II. He was part of the Eisenhower administration. He became the administrator of Veterans Affairs, and he took on that role right as the World War II was ending, right? This was, I think he became part of that administration in 1953. He took on that role right as World War II obviously had ended, and the Korean War was still going on. So that was the time in American history where we had the most veterans to take care of. And unfortunately, there were a lot of financial issues going on in the country. We had just fought a major war. We're still in another war, right? And so he really fought hard to make sure that those veterans got the benefits that they were promised and that they deserved.
We mentioned November 11th, and of course, we all know what it means to honor our veterans now. But why did he kind of grab that day and see the opportunity to use it, as you said, in his way of never forgetting? What did he do?
Yeah, so Terry, he thought, how can we really dedicate a day to veterans? And there wasn't anything like that, right? So November 11th for 50 plus years was always known as Armistice Day. It was the day that World War I ended. If you're a history buff like me, you probably remember learning in school. It was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. But it was always known as Armistice Day. It was a day to remember the end of World War I. But there was no day to honor veterans. So he felt like, you know, this needs to be, in our vernacular that we use these days, it needs to be rebranded. It needs to be changed. We need to reframe this day to make sure that we're remembering the men and women who have sacrificed throughout American history. So he got together with a congressman from Kansas, Ed Reese, through Congressman Reese's influence, and then, of course, Harvey Higley's continued influence with the Eisenhower administration. They got together and created a bill to change Armistice Day to Veterans Day. And that's what we celebrate now every year.
Oh, my goodness. I am talking with Todd Pritchard, and he's with the Wisconsin Alumni Association. And we are discussing Wisconsin veteran Harvey Higley, originally from Marinette County. All of this seems to be such a surprise. You kind of mentioned that, too, at the beginning. How has this been not ignored when it comes to Harvey, but how have we not learned about this?
You know, that's a great question, Terry. I think that sometimes that happens with history. Sometimes there are these people, these moments that kind of fade into the background. And we at the Alumni Association, we love telling stories about our alumni, discovering what our alumni have done. And this was part of a project that we were looking at different alumni that we could highlight from around the state. And we were looking for folks out of Marinette County that had the alumni that had an impact. So when the story of Harvey came up, he left a pretty major footprint. You know, like I said, he was a commander for the American Legion. He was the Republican chair for Wisconsin, chair of the Republican Party here in Wisconsin for many, many years. So it wasn't like he was unknown. And of course, his work in Marinette County, you know, in the private sector, you know, people know about that. You know, he was a humble man. He didn't like step into the limelight very often. He didn't, you know, these days we're in a whole different world where people are always, you know, tooting their horn for better or worse. You know, Harvey was, it wasn't about him. It was about the honor and the sacrifice that he wanted to remember every year. And so I just think it kind of got lost because, you know, Harvey just didn't make a very big deal about it. But of course, it's become such an important day now. And even as time went on, you know, it became even more important. Obviously, we went through the Korean War. We went through Vietnam. We've gone through the Gulf Wars. There are all these veterans who deserve to be honored and their sacrifice remembered, right? And so long after Harvey passed away in I believe in 1986, but long after he's gone, this day will be ingrained in our culture, a way to remember every veteran. So yeah, lost to history, refound.
This is just amazing. I'm so happy you are able to continue to tell his story. And knowing that, what do you think he would say about Veterans Day today and how we do honor and celebrate?
I think he would say what he said back in his time as the Veterans Administrator, that America has a contract with these veterans. We have a solemn oath to uphold, no matter what's happening in the country, no matter what the funding is or what the budget is. You know, we need to make sure that we are upholding the promises made to those men and women, that we will take care of them, that we will serve them after they have served us. And he was especially proud, I think, of the GI Bill, which made such an impact on the United States. And obviously many, many, many hundreds of thousands of students have come through the University of Wisconsin through the GI Bill, right? He looked at that as like such an integral part of making sure that those men and women had an opportunity to advance themselves when they came back from service. And look at the impact that that's had on our country, you know, like all the men and women who've gone through the GI Bill. So I think what he would say is, you know, we still have that solemn oath to uphold. We still have that solemn promise that we will take care of our veterans. And he would hold our feet to the fire on that. Yeah, he didn't make a big deal about himself, but he was dogged about making sure that America kept that promise.
Oh, he is a great story.
I think this is also a great opportunity for the people of Marinette County to honor and remember Harvey. He was a great alum, made an impact on our world, which will always be with us. And I think that's a testament to Harvey, but I think it's a testament to the folks of Marinette County for sharing Harvey with us here at the University of Wisconsin back in 1915, and the rest of the world is the beneficiary of that.
We all start somewhere, and really where he started, where he went.
Started
and,
right here, yeah.
What he never forgot is just amazing. You know, and as we all pause to honor our heroes on this Veterans Day, I'm so happy the legacy of Harvey Higley will live on. Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry.
Great news for New Wisco, where high school sports championships are concerned. Civic Media sports director Jimmy Cuska reports.
The WIAA has announced that three of its state high school sports championships will stay in Green Bay for another 5 years. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser said that the WIAA is happy to keep girls and boys volleyball and girls basketball at the Resch Center through 2030.
We are excited about the 5 years. We feel that it is a commitment by all parties involved to say we love it here. We want to stay.
Brendan Bruss, president of PMI Entertainment Group, which manages events at the Resch Center, said that he hopes the state tournaments stay in Green Bay for a long time.
In our minds, I mean, we're not looking at just 5 years for these state events. We're hoping that we're booking these for many, many years past that.
Nick Meisner of Discover Green Bay said that the events support local businesses.
These events have a massive impact. For girls basketball, we've been averaging about 35,000 fans that are coming to Green Bay, with an economic impact of over $2 million, about $2.2 million. And since the expansion of volleyball to 32 teams and 25,000 attendees, we've grown that economic impact in Greater Green Bay up to $1 million for that event. So this extension is a really big deal for our community.
Hauser said that the community has been supportive of hosting the state tournaments.
We feel the welcome when we come to Green Bay. And again, we're not looking to go anywhere else. We truly love it here.
In terms of hosting the Call culminating event, Bruss said it's their job to make it special for everyone who comes to Green Bay and the Rush Center.
You want the players, you want the coaches, you want the schools, the communities. When they say, we're going to state, you want to feel like they're going to an experience that they'll never forget, that provides them with, you know, once-in-a-lifetime memories. And the Rush Center really does that. And when you walk into the volleyball tournament, the basketball tournament, I always say, it feels like the biggest event of the year.
Meisner said there's community pride in bringing the state championship events to Green Bay.
We're just absolutely honored to host these events and be the community that when kids say they're going to state, that they're coming to. It's something that our community and our businesses really take pride in. As you go around the community, you'll see some of the welcome signage that we've provided to businesses to help welcome not only the competitors, but their families as well.
The Rush Center has hosted the girls volleyball championship since the venue opened in 2002. It added girls basketball in 2013 and boys volleyball in 2019. Now, those events will stay in Titletown for another 5 years. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Coming up, Operation Song on New Wisco Weekend, a production of WISS, WGBW, and Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale. Operation Song is a nonprofit organization that empowers veterans, active duty military members, and their families to tell their stories through the process of songwriting. We start this segment with The 1%, written by Del Rodriguez and Jamie Floyd, performed by Jimmy Thau.
God only makes a handful of hearts who can stand back up after falling apart. We signed up for the worst of the worst. Nobody wanted to go. We said, take me first. And then there's a reason we make it through. That's because, yeah, we're built for that too. The 1% is us in more ways than one. The first one's in, the last one's out. Don't break easy, don't back down. We're made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us and more. I'm the kind of happy that just doesn't happen. Found the kind of love that keeps on lasting. What are the odds I'd be so blessed that everything I lost I get it back again? I didn't know yet, but I'd find out I was the 1% then, just like I am right now. We're the first ones in, the last ones out. Don't break easy, don't back down. We're made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us in more ways than one. Don't break easy, don't back down. Made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us and more.
blesses us in more ways than one.
Operation Song's vision is to be able to tell the story of every veteran to every American, and that includes military personnel and their families. And our founder, Bob Regan, in 2012, doing Armed Forces tours, learned that veterans have incredible stories to tell. And Bob Regan at that point was an incredible, you know, award-winning and nominated songwriter in Nashville, had written several number one hits, you know, tons of top charts hits. And he started dedicating his own personal time and money into Operation Song as the founder in order to tell veteran stories. And the experience is extremely cathartic and powerful, but it's also very important for Americans to know and understand the sacrifice of veterans and their families. And that's what's really great about, you know, our partnership with you guys being able to be on the show is because, of course, we're always looking to serve more veterans, but we also have a responsibility to try and share those stories with more Americans so that they don't forget the sacrifice of veterans and their families. And that's the mission of Operation Song. Operation Song's mission is to empower veterans, military personnel, and their families through the power in the process of songwriting. And so veterans, they in the past might not have had a platform to be able to share their story. And, you know, Mike is our executive director of veteran engagement has said this to me, Bob Regan, our founder, has said this to me that, you know, there's things veterans will put in a song that they won't just tell their family. Right. And that's the power of music. That's the power of songwriting. And that's what Operation Song really aims to do nationwide.
You wouldn't know, 'cause I don't say it when you push it down. Nothing changes. Yeah, keeping it all inside won't get you to the other side. But now I know the shame I felt wasn't mine. I forgive myself. You just have to give it time. Little by little you realize pain feels big when it's happening, but it's not too big for the fighter. The fighter in me won't give up, 'cause I believe. Forget who I am. I feel like no one understands, but the truth is there. It never left, and maybe you can't see it yet, but there's joy if you just hold on. I'm living proof when I should be gone. Pain feels big when it's happening, but it's
The Fighter from Operation Song was written by veterans Nate Dodson, Corey Ron, Brandon Tanner, Damon Gooch, and Jamie Floyd at Alvin C. York Veterans Administration Medical Center with songwriter Jamie Floyd. Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend, your look at veterans and Veterans Day. New Wisco Weekend is written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale, directed and produced by Lisa Hale. Our lead correspondent is Terry Barr, with features from Joanne Krulatz, Savannah Tomei Olson, Jimmy Kuska, Pete Schwaba, and commentator Amanda Nimmer. If you have a story you'd like covered, feel free to email anytime, lisa.hale@civicmedia.us. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.